This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Some of the best new Irish music is being written by an American. Fiddler Liz Carroll is from Chicago. Both her parents are from Ireland. Her father plays accordion, so Irish music was always around the house. Liz Carroll started writing tunes when she was about six. She'd go with her parents every week to listen to music at the pub Hanley's House of Happiness on Chicago's South Side. Her latest CD is a collection of duets with guitarist John Doyle from Dublin. When she came by our studio, she brought another friend, her new fiddle.
You'll like this one. It's kind of like the red violin.
How so?
Oh, it's just pretty.
Why did you decide to give up your old violin?
Well, you know, here, I'll pass it to you. You mostly play in sessions with people. I mean, aside from if you're out doing concerts, it's all about playing tunes with people. And I don't know what's been happening over the last couple of years, but people are getting louder and louder fiddles. And my fiddle was a little quiet one. And so in a session, you were feeling like you couldn't even contribute. You'd play a nice note and look around, and no one had even heard it because it was so quiet.
I wonder if you could demonstrate something for me. When I'm listening to your music, you're doing something which is, I think, pretty common in Irish fiddle music, and it's sort of a fluttery, stuttery thing with the bow.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has a name.
You know,
it's with the bow and with the
what did you call it? Stuttery, fluttery? That's as good a description as anybody comes up with. It's really just a straight-ahead triplet. Let's say the tune just went... So a lot of Irish players love the idea of you come up and you have a quarter note, and then they make that into a triplet. So then they can put them in places like this. Depending on how attacky you are, I mean, if you're going fast, of course, you can just play it. You know, and some people, they like to do almost like a scrunch, I call it. The first of the three notes is going, like, really clear. The next one is actually... And then the third one is this. That's going to sound really good on the radio. But so when you're doing that one, then it's like this. So you see, you can vary them.
And when I watch you do that, the bow is really digging into the string and stalling a little bit there.
Yes, it is. It's scrunching. It's funny that you'd point it out because, you know, we run into a lot of bluegrass and old-time players, and mostly that's the one ornament in Irish music that they really like, too. They just go, how do you do that one?
Let's listen to one of the slow songs on your album. This is a song that you wrote called The Island of Woods. An air for Ireland?
Yeah. The Island of Woods was an old name for Ireland, and it was called that because at the time there were a lot of trees, and mostly when people go to Ireland now, they think about green fields, many different shades of green fields.
Now, these flutters that we're hearing in this song, that's not bowing, I'm thinking now. That's something you're doing with your fingers on the fingerboard, or is it both?
It is. It's a fingering thing. And this is a very typical move that Irish fiddle players do. They're called rolls.
Can you show us a little bit?
Yeah. So you have a tune, like there in that tune. Well, that if I do a roll on that note, I'm going... isn't it?
Yeah.
Like I say, it's just, it's one of the fun things to do. And I mean, I always loved doing ornaments, you see dancers that really love, you know, I mean, they may have liked dancing, but then when they get to do a big jump and a kick in the air, well, then they're hooked.
That's the fun.
And yes. And so I like the tunes plainly, and I know what the melody is. And then once I know that, I love to put in the ornaments.
And what is it about it that you love? What does it add for you as a player or when you're listening to music?
The tunes are really simple. And it's as if you just want to figure out different ways of saying it. So it's like the person saying, I'm going to have a slice of pizza. I'm going to have a slice of pizza. Or I'm going to have a slice of pizza. It's the musical equivalent of that. So, you know, not only can you do ornaments, but you can change tunes. And in that way, I think it's very like jazz. And what's nice is that when you are in those sessions with people, they'll keep the tune going. But you can try out all your different little licks and changes and see what happens.
A lot of the songs on this new CD are ones that you wrote yourself. When you're writing songs in this form, are you mindful of either trying to make them sound like traditional songs or ways to make them not sound like traditional songs?
A lot of people will tell me that a lot of them do sound traditional. And they're like, wow, that's like old. That's like it's always been around. And I've definitely made up tunes where at the end of it I go, wow, I just can't believe that doesn't already exist.
Haven't I heard that somewhere before?
Yeah, it just fits in, but it is not. It's not another tune.
What do you think it takes for a new song, maybe a song you write at home in Chicago, to become sort of part of the canon, to become a standard?
I would like to think that maybe the tunes were likable enough that they hopped from person to person. Somebody would have heard it at a session and said, what's that? And they pick it up. One of the nicest things that's happened to me is that I can sit in a session and they'll go into a tune that's my tune. I assume that they're doing it for my sake. Maybe they just know, well, Liz is sitting there and we'll play her tune now. But instead, I'll look around and they're all very seriously belting away at playing that tune as well as they can, and they don't know it's mine. So there's a real satisfaction there. I just go, all right, okay, this is terrific. So it's kind of made its way into the tradition, and, you know, it doesn't have to be that I'm sitting there.
Liz Carroll, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Melissa.
The new CD from fiddler Liz Carroll and guitarist John Doyle is titled In Play.